Good morning.
So Dave said there wasn't going to be a talk in the second period because Sensei isn't here, so this is not a talk. So that's sort of something about what is something when we don't really have a concept for it. So there's a couple of things I could say about that. So the first thing is that I remember hearing the story, some of you may have heard this, but apparently when the Native Americans first saw the Europeans coming over in their ships, the Native Americans didn't have a word for what they were seeing. They had never seen ships like this before, or I guess for people like that for that matter, but people they knew, even though they were different. But the ships themselves they had never seen before, so they didn't have a concept for that particular word, apparently. So as the story was told to me anyway, is they didn't see them. In other words, even though the ships were there, they didn't see them because they had no concept to explain what it was they were observing. So I don't know if that's true or not, but I thought that was pretty cool. The other thing, more on a contemporary basis, is so they're developing these alternatives to typical hamburgers, right? So you can go into Burger King now is advertising that they offer the Impossible Burger, and then there's the burger that's beyond meat, and then there's all these other things. So we were talking last night with a friend, and the idea comes up is, why do they call all these things burgers? They're not meat. But nobody has a real word yet to describe what these things are. So they call them meatless burgers, which is sort of like a, I don't know if the word is oxymoron or something like that, but so you figure out, well, at some point, the word burger had to come in to describe what it is that you're eating. And then it automatically sort of becomes this idea of meat. But if you have a meatless burger, there must be another better word for that, but we just haven't come up with it yet. But at some point, we probably will. So you have these sort of concepts out there that are floating around, which we haven't yet named. So in our practice, one of the aspects of the practice is that we recognize that we're constantly naming things and forming concepts of them, and that part of the practice is to let go of those ideas and those concepts that we employ so that we can be more present to what actually is, so if we can drop those things. And a lot of times I know that Sensei used they use the teaching stick and they say, what is this? What is this? And they're knocking down the different concepts. Your mind is generating ideas and then the teacher's trying to knock those down until you let go of all those concepts and you're just present to that moment. So the other thing I want to say is, you know, Zen practice is very difficult. And I'll go in two ways with this. One thing is I was watching this movie, which I recommend if you like music and Bob Dylan and all of that stuff, called The Rolling Thunder Review, which is on Netflix. And it deals with this event that happened that Bob Dylan put together this group of musicians, and he would travel around to these small venues and play. And it was sort of like almost like a circus and carnival atmosphere that they were trying to create away from the big concert venues. And so they would show these film clips of what was going on back then, and then they would show Bob Dylan kind of giving some commentary. But in the course of this, one of the people that described it talked about it as a team, you know, that this was like a team effort. And he liked the aspect of the team. So when you watch people in a band, they're playing and they're supporting each other to create this music. And I think when we sit as a sangha, we're sort of also, you know, using a concept, a band, but it's like a silent band. And in a sense, we support each other in the silence, in creating the silence, in creating the harmony of what we're doing. So I kind of thought it was a neat thing that to look at the teamwork aspect of it and the aspect of being a silent band, so to speak, creating this music that we create. The practice is a difficult practice, right? There are different elements. In this particular practice, we focus on the breath. But in a lot of practices, you can also focus on a lot of other different things. You can focus on the sensations of your body. You can focus on just listening. You can focus on a candle. One of the things that you may have heard, I thought it was kind of interesting in terms of hearing, is to focus on your hearing to such a degree as if you're trying to listen to the incense burn. So that's one aspect of the practice as well. The other day I came in here, and yesterday I came in here, it was a beautiful day. I had just done some yoga, and I said, you know, I wanted to go sit. Sometimes I often do, but it was such a beautiful day that I was sort of conflicted with the idea of sitting. So when I came in here, I had a lot of thoughts going on in my head. Well, do I need to do something else? But I came in and I sat for two periods. And usually for me, the first period is pretty, my mind is pretty active. In the first period, it hasn't really settled down. And if I sit two periods, my mind is much more settled. So I sat for one period and sort of was typical. It was fairly active. And then I sat in the second period and my mind calmed down quite a bit. And so when I opened my eyes in the second period, after the second period had been finished, the room appears different to me. I'm much more attuned to just the room itself and the light in the room. Different thing. So as I was leaving to go back to my car, then I'm more in this state of being much more present. And I walked past the large dumpster out in front. And as I was leaving, I noticed in the dumpster has various slats to it like this, and there's sort of creates some depth between the dumpster and where these slats are. And as I was leaving, I glanced over at the dumpster and I saw this beautiful spider web, classic web with just strings coming out like this and each like this, you know, all around. And I imagine that that was there before I came in, but I just didn't see it. But after I was sitting and I was able to calm my mind down and not be so absorbed in all the distractions that was going on, I was able to see the beauty of this web and I could pay attention to it. So although practice is a lot of hard work, there are those beautiful glimpses into aspects of the world that you miss, and then suddenly they're there and it's nice that you're present to them. So anyway, thank you for whatever this was.